And we're joined now, I believe it's our first-year head coach, as Brian Lynch, the head coach of the Lorain Lady Titans, joins us. And, Coach, first off, congratulations.
Thank you. Tell us
a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background.
All right, well, Avon Lake, I guess you could say I got my start as a ball boy for the Shore Gals in, must have been the early 80s. My paternal grandfather was Russ Lynch.
Okay, yeah.
And he was the girls' coach, so, you know, I kind of... You know, when I got the job, it was like, oh, I'm coaching girls basketball. Okay, cool, sweet.
You've kind of been around this. You got the bug at an early
age. Yeah. You know, I came to Lorain from teaching in Cleveland. Got the eighth grade job at Longfellow where I was at in middle school, and just kind of like dived headfirst into it. I did the eighth grade team. I helped, got to know Coach Feldman. Did a bunch of AAU teams for the Lorain girls, his summer league stuff, his middle school summer league. I've been around, you know, Lorain basketball for, you know, that full 7 years that I've been involved, that I've been here.
Coach, talk to us about coaching with Mark Feldman and, you know, replacing him. He was at Lorain a long, long time. I just guess what I meant was some of his influences and, how you go about using what Mark did and then putting your own stamp on this.
Well, just he was, I mean, anybody that knows he was a machine. He, hard worker, always working, always got something going, whether it's, you know, getting the youth league in Lorain off the girls youth league off the ground in Lorain, throwing together, you know, AAU teams for girls that might not be on one. He was heavily involved down at the middle school, bringing me up, helping out, just seeing how much work went into it, being a varsity head coach for the first time. All of the work that goes into it wasn't too much of a surprise. I knew what I was, you know, I knew what was ahead of me when I was, you know, when I applied and interviewed for the position.
So, Coach, this is your first head job, right?
Yeah, at the varsity level. Yes, okay. It is.
But a real quick story. I know we want to interview you about quick story about Mark. I remember a couple of years ago, he told me he encouraged this one girl, a point guard, to go play soccer, and he got her shoes and shorts, what have you, and she ended up twisting her ankle.
Yeah,
soccer,
I think that was
half the season.
Yeah, I think that was Ashley Heisel.
Yeah, so being your first year, some challenges you're faced right now because, you know, your thoughts, your ideas, your program to get the girls to change their ways a little bit?
Well, I mean, if you've taken over for anybody that's been in the job for a long time, you know it's no two coaches are the same.
Right.
And, you know, I've been around Mark, and, you know, he's helped me tremendously, from a work ethic and, you know, philosophically. But it was coming in, it was like, I remember the meeting the girls. They all knew me, but it was like meeting strangers because they're sitting there in the cafeteria at Lorain High School like, what's this next step going to be like? Is this going to be Feldman 2.0? Is he going to take us in a different direction? What's this team going to look like now?
Did you have some of those girls in the junior high level?
Oh, yeah. So earlier.
So it was like a total stranger coming to them.
No, it wasn't. It absolutely wasn't. I knew them all. I'd known them all for years, for several years. Some of them in elementary school, down in elementary school, working the junior Titans program.
Brian Lynch joins us. He's the first-year head coach for the Lorain Titans. And last year, and Coach Feldman's last year before retirement, they went 11-11, 8-6 in the Lake Erie League. What can you tell us about this year's group and some of the young ladies that you're excited about compromising your first team?
Well, I got three starting seniors. Two of the starters are juniors. They've been around. We're gonna play an upper tempo. You know, we're gonna play up tempo. But I like my players flying around on the court, doing a lot of aggressive, whether it's defensively or offensively. I like my players to be aggressive.
And who are some of the young ladies on the team?
Amina Mustafa is coming back. She's going to be the point guard. Jalen Carrington is her shot has really come a long way from last season. She's been in the scrimmages that we've had and practice. She's been knocking down a lot of shots. Jada Morales Smith is another senior coming back. A lot of shooters on the perimeter, and Kayla Mosley.
Where do you think you guys fit in with the LEL this year?
Well, you know, we lost two teams. We lost Cleveland Heights and Shaker, which were competitive teams. They were tough. You know, they were tough to go against. Warrensville is, you know, right now they're at the top because that's, you know, they've been at the top the last several years. I'd like to see us, you know, be competitive with Warrensville. I think we can give them a game, and try to challenge for that top spot.
So in your first year, obviously wins and losses are important, but how important is it just to let the girls know what your expectations are, what you want the culture to be, what you want this program to be? How important is that, and then still to fit in, you know, trying to win basketball games?
Well, you can't win basketball games unless they know all of those things.
Okay.
You know, if they don't know where they fit in on a team, or they don't know where they fit in with the coach, what the coach wants them to do, they're going to be out there confused, and just not playing good basketball, and we'll get beat. From that first meeting, they've gotten into the flow of what I want to do. They're having fun. They're having a lot of fun.
You have some good leaders?
I do. Jalen is a great leader. She's real vocal in practice. She and I had a conversation about what leadership looks like. It's, you know, about what the difference between constructive and destructive criticism, how to be a positive leader, and boy, I can't be happier with her.
Dave had that conversation with me right before we went on the air. I don't know, but I think he was giving me what you call that, destructive
criticism.
Sure,
whatever. That was a long time ago. Don't forget it. I didn't get my nap today.
Yeah, that's all good. Brian, we want to wish you the best of luck, and we thank you for joining us so much.
Thank you very much, guys.
That's Brian Lynch, the head coach of the Lorraine Titans.